The problem with this generation, they are ruled by their emotions. They hear the voice of the emotions, and the emotions speak very sweetly, and they commit adultery. My friends, God has put emotions under your feet. You need to rule it. Let your anger do not rule you. Many people commit sin because they fail to rule their anger. Let your ego do not rule you. You need to rule your ego. And this woman was allowing serpent to stand and speak, and that was the beginning of everything. And Satan spoke to her very cunningly, very subtly. She believed Satan more than God. God said, if you eat the fruit, you are going to die. Satan said, no, if you eat the fruit, you are going to become like God. The serpent said, God forbid you the fruit because God is envious towards you. God never wanted you to become like him. She lost her faith in God and she started believing Satan. That is the real sin. In Romans chapter 14 verse 23, anything that is not based on faith is sin. What did the serpent say to Eve? Hey Eve, poor girl, do you believe what God said? He is envious towards you. He has forbidden because he knows that if you eat it, you are going to become like him. And Eve disbelieved God's character. So first she doubted the words of God, and now she is doubting the character of God. She thought God was envious towards her. Now she is in a crisis to take a decision. Satan did only one thing. Satan led her to a confusion. That's all. All the rest of the things was done by Eve. It is Eve who chose to sin. Choice was not of the devil. It was of Eve. Satan was not plucking the fruit and pushing it into the throat of Eve. It is said that the woman saw the fruit was good for the food, and it was a delight to the eyes, and that the fruit was to be desired to make one wise. She took it and she did eat it, and she gave it to the husband and he ate it. None of these things were done by Satan. It was done by man and woman. So she committed sin. It was not a fault. It was a rebellious act. Sometimes people say, hey, just because she ate a fruit, God was very angry with them. Why? Just eating one fruit. No, it was not just eating one fruit. She was rebellious. She disbelieved God. She called God a liar. When you are committing a sin, you are calling God a liar. Because you say, God do not know what is best for me. And that's the reason why God is forbidding me this from me. And you are crossing the boundary. Hallelujah. This should not happen in our life. When you are disbelieving God, you are believing Satan. And you are a child of the devil. That's why in 1 John chapter 3 verse 12, John says that Cain was of the devil, or he was a child of the devil. Cain was of the devil. In verse 8 also, those who commit sin is of the devil, a child of the devil. We see what was happening in the life of Cain. In Genesis chapter 4, we see that. Even after the kind of sacrifice they were doing, God was talking to Cain. Even after murdering his brother, God was talking to him. I tell you, my friends, God speaks even to sinners. God will have communication with sinners, but no communion with sinners. You know what God says to Cain after the sacrifice? His face was down. God was just looking at Cain. Cain, why you are sad? If you do good, I will please in you. I tell you one thing. Verse 7, sin coucheth at your doorstep. Its desire is towards you, and you need to master it. Sin coucheth at your doorstep. That's what in this evening I want to tell you. Sin coucheth at your doorstep. It is just like a dog is sitting to the ground at the doorstep. Some dogs, they make a lot of noise. Even if you are knocking at the gate, the dog will start barking, bow, bow. But don't bother about that dogs. Because in our country, we used to say, a dog that bark never bites. But don't believe it. Sometimes, you know, it may. So, I'm telling different kind of dogs. If a dog, sometimes, you know, the dog, if you knock at the gate, it start barking. And some dogs are not barking at all. You are opening the gate, no noise. You are going to the front door of the house, no noise. And you are opening the outer gate, no noise. And when you step in, bow! You know why? This dog was couching at the doorstep. Sin is like that. Sin doesn't make much noise. The dog knows that if he is barking when the gate is open, he will not get his prey. This dog is a very wise dog.
At an opportune time, it bites you. Sin is like that.